relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. Whatever you do, don't mention for the next 11 minutes radical moose lambs. And don't talk to me about green satin shirts with frills. Why am I talking about things like that? This is a serious radio show going out to millions of listeners. Oh, and I just heard we've broken 19 million views on our new YouTube channel. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And we are joined, I do believe, is this the first time we've had him on the show since his program launched? It might be. Or maybe I might be having a Biden moment. He's Sean Spicer. Follow him right now on Twitter. Sean, welcome back.
Welcome back is right, because I thought that we had a moment when I was on the show a couple, like, was it last Friday or the Friday before the election? I thought we made a connection. It was special. But, you know.
Yeah, that was the other Sean Spicer. It was the, I don't know, it was the green satin that blinded me. You were, yes, you were on about, we got to mention it, your book, Leading America, yes. President Trump's commitment to people, patriotism, and capitalism. But are you committed to free and fair elections, Sean? I've heard this scurrilous rumor, I hope, that you've said the president shouldn't talk about cheating and he should just give in. Tell us the truth, Sean. Where do you think we stand today, just 3 days after the election? And what should the president be doing from your vantage point at, of course, Newsmax, but also as his former press secretary?
So let me be very clear with you. The president should exhaust every legal remedy available to him to ensure that every ballot, legal ballot, counts. That's where I came down.
Okay.
What you are referring to, Dr. Gorka, is I was asked yesterday by a reporter, have I been witness to any widespread voter fraud? And I said, I have not, which I have not. I have, I mean, you know.
But that's not your job, right?
That's exactly, but that's like asking you if you've seen, you know, I was asked if I'd seen any, and I haven't. And that's, so I, you know, I, and so that's, and then they sort of boot up Spicer breaks with former press, with the president, and nothing could be further from the truth. I haven't broken from him. I haven't, you know, in fact, I have said, and I continue to say, that the president should exhaust every legal remedy to ensure that every ballot that is legally cast is counted. What I will tell you with respect to the current argument, though, is that I do think that these folks on the campaign need to be much more specific. The way that they handled Nevada yesterday, I think, was much better. They need to talk about exact instances where they have individuals that they can say, this person, you know, signed an affidavit saying that they saw or did the following. But it cannot just be a bunch of, you know, internet memes and speculation. That's not. You can't do that, right? And so we need, if the president's team sees evidence of wrongdoing, improprieties, voter fraud, then they should document it. They should turn it over to the authorities and investigate it fully.
All right. So you are not only a person who understands communication, but you understand when things have to be done precisely. You may not be a lawyer, but you serve in the U.S. Navy honorably. here's my pitch for what has to happen right now. I think what happened in Philadelphia with Pam Bondi, with Corey Lewandowski, is the way to go. You've got to deploy very, very tough lawyers who know what they're doing, who use the Constitution to get some transparency on the election count, on the ballot tallies, but we need better communication. Are you seeing
yes,
it?
Yes,
does he have enough surrogates? Tell us what you advise to the president.
I think we may be on the same page in this. Here's what I believe. I think the president and his team, one, need a sort of, for lack of a better word, an elder statesman, the James Baker type, somebody.
But who is that? Is that Newt Gingrich? Who is that?
I don't know. And the problem is that Newt's not a lawyer. So it could be Pam Bondi. It could be Harmeet Dhillon. It could be it's someone that is going to sit atop everybody else and that can articulate the legal arguments to the media. Because right now you're fighting a two-front battle. You are fighting the battle of, you know, in the press. And then you are also fighting the legal battle. But they're almost equally important. And I think that that is where they need to do a better job. You have, you know, Corey and Pam off there in Philadelphia. You've got another group of people in Nevada. And the problem is that there are too many moving pieces. And somebody's got to slow the roll and say, okay, I am going to be, you know, the leader of this movement and explain. Because, look, here's the thing. The president himself tweeted out, stop counting the ballots. Well, I don't want them to stop counting the ballots because in Arizona, there's 200 ballots left out. The president is down by 29,000. Let's get those ballots in because I think that they're going to change that call and call this race for the president. There is enough ballots in Arizona for him to win, right? In Michigan, just in the last 20 minutes, we saw a county, Seb, that screwed up the machine count that was supposed to be a 3,000 vote in favor of Joe Biden is now being flipped over because of a mechanical error and is now being a 2,500 vote. So we need to be transparent and say, let's count all the ballots. Let's see what's out there. But I don't want them to stop counting because the president right now is down. I want them to count every legal ballot.
Yeah, it's not every vote, as Beijing Biden said. It is every legal, every legitimate vote. He is the host of Spicer & Co. on Newsmax. Allegedly, I might be on his show later tonight. I hope so, because we
allegedly.
Have...
Oh, there's no alleging. I've got you in the. I literally left the show lineup to come in to be on your show, and you're in. So, and we've got some good stuff. This is. I need you to stay rested. Take some of that relief factor.
You betcha.
And get going because we got some good stuff.
Well,
we've
been breaking some records with the internet posts of our segments. You've got to catch it. Spicer & Co. on Newsmax, and the book is Leading America, President Trump's Commitment to People, Patriotism, and Capitalism. I heard a little birdie whisper, tweet to me, that Newsmax live coverage beat Fox. Is that because of the Arizona call? Is that true, Sean?
I think it beat Fox Business.
Okay.
I don't know that I've seen anything.
That's huge. That's huge.
What Newsmax has done in the last week, 2 months, has been unbelievable. And the difference is that, and you know this, you get on, we let our guests talk. We give the viewers a view of we bring in experts and say, tell us what the deal is, and we're not here to tell people what to think. That's the big difference, and I think that viewers are catching on that if you go to Newsmax, you watch our shows, we're not going to tell you what to think. We're going to present you with the facts.
Also, and it's fun. It's also fun. Being on your show is a lot of fun. Talk to us about that Fox call, or just in general, is it the job of them? You are now a media personality. You are the host of your own show. Is it the job of the media to call election victories?
No. And see, I have a, you know, at Newsmax, we have not called the election for a reason. It's too close.
Yeah.
The president said he's challenging it. So why do that? I will say that this, to your point, it is not the job of a news network to decide the outcome of an election. That is not what they are there for. That is up to the state. And then it's up to the campaigns to decide if they're going to challenge, you know, the results of that election, but it is not up to the news media, the CNNs and the NBCs and the Politicos of the world, to make that call. That's not their role.
So, last question to you. Talking to Sean Spicer. Follow him right now, at Sean Spicer. Watch him on Newsmax, Spicer & Co. We need some kind of eminence grise. We need a patrician or a female expert at the top of this legal fight for the presidency to stop it being stolen in these ballot stations that are keeping out the observers. Any last pieces of advice for the president in terms of communication to the American people about what's happening, Sean?
Well, look, I would just say this. You've got to, like, there's a lot of states that they're fighting in. I think they've got to be very specific, very clear as to what they, where the problems exist. For example, they've got to lay out the path. So if you're down by 10,000 votes, right, say, here's how we think that there's, you know, 15,000 votes that haven't been counted. There's military ballots. But they've got to make a case as to how they can overcome the deficits that they face. That's it. Plain and simple, because I'll give you an example. In Michigan, the president's down 145,000 votes. So they just had a 5,000 vote swing. Okay, now explain to me how you get the other 40. Now, and that's what I think needs to get done, because once people recognize that he has a viable path to 270, that changes everything.
Coordination and clarity is the name of the game, and he should know because he was there at the podium. He was the man in the arena, and now he's with Newsmax. As we speak, Rona McDaniel is giving a press conference in Atlanta. As soon as something breaks on that, we will share that with you. In the meantime, I'll see you later, Spicy. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, great. Rest up. Get some of that relief factor going, because you need to be ready to go.
I will. I'll be taking a sachet momentarily. In the meantime, this is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live across the nation, live streaming on YouTube, available live on Facebook, and also we post it after the show airs on Instagram TV. Don't miss a thing. Check out the podcast as well. We will be back with our standard Friday fare, national security, with none other than the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
We can boggle Brian Stelter's mind with alacrity. It's not difficult at all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday. Welcome to our GunBroker.com hour. We're ecstatic to have our new partnership with my favorite gun site on the planet. GunBroker.com makes it so easy to visit one page and access and buy all the guns and accessories you may need, including ammunition. We know how hard that is to find right now. If you're a gun enthusiast, a hunted sportsman, just bookmark their page and visit it at least once a day. Right now, I've got my eyes on a beautiful 1991 Smith & Wesson 617 22 caliber stainless revolver. I love a good wheel gun. We'll see if I manage to snap it up. You should check it out right now. Go to GunBroker.com, our new title sponsor for this hour every Friday. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going there right now and discovering the perfect deal. GunBroker.com. Do it now. It's Friday, which means it's also national security, foreign policy, with the man who knows it all at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Vice President Colonel Dr. Professor Jim Carafano. Follow him at JJ Carafano. Sadly, because we still don't know who the president is, Jim, we have to continue the discussion from last week as to how our adversaries, how geostrategic nations around the world look at this election. Let's start with the question. We are the only nation that has its flag on the moon. But it's Friday, and we still don't know who the president is. Are they laughing into their, you know, into their mittens in Tehran? What is Moscow saying? What's your measure?
Well, there you are dead wrong, Seb Gorka. We do know who the president is because, look, under our system, we have a very clear constitutional process, a very clear command and control. There is no doubt in anybody's mind who the president is until the day in January when we have the inauguration, and then a nanosecond later, we know who the president is.
At 12 o'clock on January 20th, this changes.
There's no space. I think if I'm a bad guy, I'm going, oh, look at America. They went to the poll in record numbers, unprecedented numbers. Yes. That, to me, is enormous faith in this democracy, right? And people are squabbling over the results.
How on earth?
Get that.
Carafano comes in here, and he makes the insanity sound like a good thing. How does he do that? But he's right.
No, it is. Because
look, it's the biggest result ever.
In failed states, people don't go to the polls. Right. They don't vote. They boycott elections, right? Yeah, they poison the candidates. Here we have Americans put so much faith in this democracy that they went to the polls. And now they're squabbling. You know why? Because they care about the results. They want the results to be done right. I think people look at that and say, oh, this is an incredibly resilient country. Wow. I don't know why people think anything different. We had Gore v. Bush. I'm going to say Gore v. Biden, but I didn't. We have Gore v. Bush. You know, we got through that. You know, we had 1800. We had 1876. We'll get through this. And people will say, oh, these Americans, they're tough cookies.
Yeah, the mobilization of voters, I think one positive spin we can put on it. Talk to me about, and we're not talking about party politics, but I really want Jim Carafano's take that, you know, we have had this drumbeat, which has been fueled by, you know, others outside the nation, that the president is a Russian asset, he's a racist, he's a misogynist, blah, 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 blah. He got 5 million more votes than 4 years ago. Isn't that impressive?
Yeah, it is. And actually just proved that all the stereotypes were crushed in this election. Yes. I don't think that's not a partisan.
The old tribes are broken.
Right. You know that, you know, this guy's
blacks,
a tool. Nobody
people,
believes
old
that,
people,
right? Old
right.
people only vote for this, but black people, right. That was destroyed, crushed, smashed. America's up for grabs. The only thing we know for sure is the radical agenda of the left, nobody really wants that. Right.
And the Democrats are having conversations, telephone conferences are being leaked, saying,
and we,
don't mention defund the police, don't mention socialism. Yeah. People are worried.
And we are a 50-50 nation, and we're 50-50.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I think I don't have a problem with that because I love duking out with people good ideas. We do that every day at the Heritage Foundation. We argue like rabid dogs because we want to get to the best policy that's best for all Americans. I want people to be duking it out in the middle. I don't, you know, bipartisanship, that's a... You know, you do what I said, that's bipartisanship, or let's just combine and come up with a stupid policy. I want people to get the best policies. I want them to fight it out. I want them to have good ideas. And overwhelmingly, that's what Americans want.
All right. Well, look, we're going to be duking it out for a few more weeks. But let me ask you this question on terms of election integrity. Isn't there something awry in the state of Denmark when a massive state like Florida, with lots of aged people, lots of mail-in ballots, lots of absentee voting, can declare a result with certitude by 10 o'clock at night, and it's Friday, and we're still waiting for Pennsylvania?
Well, I think that's a message to the political leaders. Americans, you know, they have played politics with election integrity, right? Mm-hmm. They deny there's voter fraud. Go to the Heritage website, heritage.org, massive database. There is voter fraud. Doesn't matter if you say, well, it didn't change any elections. There was fraud, okay? We should all want integrity in our elections, and we should want efficiency in our elections. You know, in Estonia, you can vote online.
Yeah.
And you can change your vote up until the end, right? And it's totally secure. Okay, I'm not saying we should have what the Estonians have, but, you know, come on. I mean, why could, you know, everybody should be able to deliver like Florida did in the integrity of their voting. That's where we need to take this. How do we have a process with integrity where we can ensure that every legal vote is counted? That ought to be bipartisan. Hopefully that's the one thing that comes out of this. Because I think Americans are really teed that people are playing politics with one of the most vital things that they own, which is their own popular sovereignty.
Jim Carafano, can you ever envisage in our lifetimes or in the near future a point in which people don't joke about, you know, the election integrity in places like New Jersey, Illinois, or Pennsylvania? Do we have to just say, ha, 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 so funny?
Well, I hope so. You know, one of the big things, because I'm a foreign policy guy, right?
Yeah.
All the gibberish about foreign interference, nobody's denying that foreign governments didn't try to interfere in our election. Including the ones we don't mention, like the Mexico, which does it, you know, above board. Nobody's denying that. But what is very clear is, they did not penetrate our infrastructure and change votes.
Yes.
And there's zero evidence that they are changing ballots, right? Or convincing people. And we've seen this again and again. And again, it's not partisan. I don't know what Hunter Biden did. I don't care. Not my problem. But to just say this is Russian disinformation and then just walk away.
Yeah.
Come on. And I'm not saying the foreign interference thing isn't something important. I'm saying that's a challenge that we have met. What we have not met is our domestic stupidity.
What a great conclusion. We can deal with, they have minimized the threat of external perversions of our electoral system. The problem we have is domestically. The problem we have is staring us in the mirror. Follow him right now. He's preventing World War III. One tweet at a time. J.J. Carafano, Vice President of all things national security and foreign policy at the Conservative Mothership, the place that holds our values so dear and fights for them every single day. Join them today. Check out that amazing report. It's right there. The factual documentation of election fraud in the United States. Read the reports, heritage.org. Join them today, Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be back with Jim momentarily. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Back after these messages. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
So I'm just going to the top of the Twitter feed for our in-studio guest every Friday, Jim Carafano. I'm clicking on a report from the Heritage Foundation. Let me just give you a few numbers. It's called A Sampling of Recent Election Fraud Cases from Across the United States. How about these figures? They have 1,298 proven instances of voter fraud. How about this one for something that doesn't happen in America? 1,129 criminal convictions. Not allegations, criminal convictions. And on and on and on. It's at the top of Jim's feed. Check it out right now. It's J.J. Carafano. You know as well as I do, you may not have worked for the president, but you have an amazing good sense, a measure of the man. He is not going to give up. He is going to exhaust every single legal avenue of redress to make sure that every legal vote is tallied and that we minimize any quote-unquote irregularities. Do you share my conviction that this is about perseverance?
Yeah. Can I tell you a story?
Please.
No. So the
reason, love your stories.
No. The reason why this resonates with me is this is kind of how you're taught in the military. It's like it doesn't matter if you're dirty or tired or exhausted and you're almost out of ammunition.
You just keep going.
And the enemy's coming to the hill. You never stop. And the reason why you never stop is you have a mission. And as long as you can breathe, you fight for that mission in an honorable way until you can fight no more. And there are so many times in history when you should have lost, you should have died, and you turn the tide because you just didn't quit. So I get this new book coming out on the campaign in Papua New Guinea during World War II, which almost nobody knows about.
Next
year. Horrible. Horrible jungle fight. It's called A Brutal War. So there's this guy, Robert Eckelbarger, who the American troops are in there, they're fighting, they're all bogged down, nothing's going well. MacArthur calls him in and says, go to Buna, which is this village on the coast. He goes, take Buna or don't come back alive. So he gets there. It's horrible. You know, think Americans have everything, right? But the problem was it didn't matter how many refrigerators we had, everything. You couldn't get them through the jungle to where those guys were. So they are threadbare. They've got no food. Everybody's got malaria. It rains every day. The enemy's dug in. I mean, you literally can't see them. All you do is stick up your head and get shot and die. You're in the jungle. Things could not be more miserable. He has to fire the division commander. He has to fire all the leadership. And then the next day, he's got to attack. So he's attacking with what?
Wooden spoons?
Guys he doesn't even, people he doesn't even know. And as soon as they get into battle, all the guys start dying. And the colonels start getting hit and everything. And so at the end of the day, there's two squads left. One run by an NCO and one led by Eichelberger. The commander of the corps is commanding a squad because that was all that left. And one NCO and he provided flanking fire, and they fought through, and they got all the way to the sand on the beach, right? So they split the enemy position in two. And of course, once they did that, the Japanese really couldn't hold on any longer. But it's like, could you do that? I mean, really? I remember I had a guy at West Point that taught with us. He was a World War II veteran because he was a 27-year-old operations officer on a tank battalion. They landed in Normandy, and then they drove into the Battle of the Bulge when they got there, the Battle of the Bulge. So it's basically take your tanks, drive halfway across Europe in a blinding snowstorm and attack. And at the time, I was like a 25-year-old captain. I'm thinking, I'm 2 years older than this guy was, and he's commanding a tank battalion in a blizzard. And it just, if we have the resolve and the perseverance and faith in God and honor and we fight on, we will get a good result. And and of course, this is easy. This isn't hard. Where are you going to go? You're not a movie star. You're not John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. You're not going to move to Canada or some island in the Caribbean. You're an American. You're stuck here, dude. You got no place else to go. If you don't fight for this and you lose it, it is nobody's fault but yours.
There's nowhere else to go. He's absolutely right. Perseverance. You never, ever know what you can achieve until you are forced to try. If the mission is done honorably, that is all that we can ask of you. God bless. What a fabulous story. Can't wait to read that book when it comes out next year. In the meantime, follow this man, J.J. Carafano, on Twitter, and join the Heritage Foundation today. Additionally, support our sponsors. Support Mike Lindell, that great American. MyPillow.com is giving you 60% off if you use my name, MyPillow.com. 800-829-8468. And also, we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain today and nothing else has worked, you must try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans as we speak, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free almost 2 years later. Find out if it could work for you by going to relieffactor.com, ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it 2 weeks, morning and evening, as I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 2 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and Reggie in Florida. This is Reggie. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Reggie? Of course you do. Go today. Don't wait any longer. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with your favorite Green Beret, Terry Shepard.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com, the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and so much more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings at gunbroker.com. You are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have more than once. Especially if you're looking for ammunition now, which is so difficult. You've got to check out and you've got to bookmark gunbroker.com today and stick with it and use it whenever you need something for your Second Amendment activities. All right, it's been far too long. He's back. His motto should be familiar to anyone who understands a certain military base called Fort Bragg. It is De Oppresso Liber, to liberate the oppressed. He has one of the coolest jobs in the world, host of Hollywood Weapons, your favorite Green Beret. Welcome back, Terry Shepherd.
Hey, Seb. How are you doing? Wow, what a slow news week.
We should be talking about guns. We can do that as well. But first things first, we got to talk about what's going on in America. But before even that, Terry Shepherd, is it true that you have a new canine buddy?
That is true. I think, you know, and Seb, you've been grieving. If people don't know this, you've been such a good friend to me. You know, it was a rough year, not just for everything, but my father died in September. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks after that, I only adopt seniors, and I did. I picked up a 10-year-old lab bloodhound mix. I named him Larry, not for my co-host on Hollywood Weapons, but it actually is an appropriate name. And he's been really good for me. So yes, I do have a new Velcro senior dog sticking to me now, which I'm very grateful for him.
We are very excited to hear that. Thank you for sharing that with us. Larry has got a new home, and of course, our thoughts are with you in this tough year. Let's zoom out. Let's go to 50,000 feet. Let's talk about the nation, the republic. This is a country that is the most powerful in the world, the best military, the best technology, but we don't know who the president is that we chose 4 days ago. Terry, your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to quite a few countries overseas where this is actually almost mirroring that, and it's very disappointing. I will say this, and I think this is where maybe people like us are a bit different. I would have been okay with it. I wouldn't have been happy with it, but I would have accepted, you know, a sound election win by Biden. Okay, then that's where the people want to go. Here we go, and off we do it. But this hasn't been that. And I think what we're seeing, though, and you've talked about this a lot, is think about what they've done. They've eroded another institution, right?
Yes.
And so now no one was really going to think this was going to be good. Even if Trump had won, it was going to be contested. And, you know, the lesson is anytime you put obstacles or hoops in front of where you start from where you want to go, you're going to have problems. And so, you know, the voting really, any thinking person who's honest, the voting should be you go into your polling place as a registered voter with an ID. Here, you vote, you give them that, it gets tabulated, boom, a direct interaction. But now we've got, they put all these, you know, extrajudicial rules for mail-in ballots. You don't have to have a postmark. Signatures don't have to write a match. It's kind of like, you know, putting obstacles, more obstacles in a stream when salmon are trying to swim up to it. You know, more waterfalls, more bears, and it's not going to get where it's supposed to go. And so It was set up to be fraudulent, and it's just so sketchy, and it's really dishonest. Listen, whether you're a Biden guy or a Trump guy, I mean, it's dishonest or foolish for anybody to say that the Democrats would not be getting into litigation if they were in this situation as well. Come on, you know what I mean?
You know
I accept that. Yeah,
So what does this mean in terms? Let me ask you this question. You're saying individuals, organizations, groupings are undermining our sense of trust and integrity in our election process. Who are those people, or who are those organizations? And what is the role of the mainstream media, Terry?
Well, you know, I don't know if this is one of those grandly coordinated things, because if it was, it was poorly done when you have, like, you know, so many ballots showing up going one way. I mean, that's like cartoonishly bad cheating. But, you know, we're seeing the results of, you know, 50 years, probably longer, of just of an educational and cultural system where we're taught that the country is bad. It
yep.
sucks. It's not right. It's not equitable. I mean, people literally don't even understand that we're not a democracy, that, you know, that we're a republic, and that way, you know, no small population center, no concentrated population center can kind of rule over the entire country. Little things like that people don't understand. And so these
the people that are in charge of this, this is why they're going after the military. This is why they do small things like try to destroy the Boy Scouts and try to get rid of the Little Sisters of the Poor. All these institutions that have served the country very, very effectively, whether you are left or right, are being you know, delegitimized by people that are really interested in power. And that's, I don't know. You know. I'll say this: if President Trump leaves in January, you know, one of the greatest gifts of his presidency has been to smoke out so many people that, you know, heretofore maybe were lying low, and maybe not directly working against us, but certainly kind of going along to get along and hiding under their desk. And that includes even media. I mean, media, by the way, is so arrogant that they actually feel like they should be calling the election. That's not their job. Yeah. Tell us what the tallies are, and that's kind of your job. But, you know, even Fox and a bunch of other networks, they were all doing it. And, you know, that these little subtle ways of influencing people, that was calculated. It was definitely calculated. And I think, you know, we've already been being threatened now by AOC with, you know, like, you know, hey, keep track of everybody who supported Trump, you know, these commissions and all this kind of stuff. I just, you know, one more thing, too. It's kind of crazy. I think we're in trouble. It's disheartening when a state like Pennsylvania, who is so reliant on the energy industry, went for Biden when he said so many times, I'm going to take that industry away, I'm going to crush it. I mean, he lied and said later he didn't. But we know he said that, and we know who his people who put him in office are. Yet they still, I have a hard time sympathizing with people who vote for their demise. And so that was kind of hard to get my head around, you know. Yeah. New York, yeah, sure, I get it. Pennsylvania, after what Joe Biden said, that's still broke for him.
It's a sad, sad day, but the game is not over. The final score has not been tallied. In the meantime, be a little bit more like Terry Shepard, be a little bit more like a Green Beret. Let your voice be heard. Don't be a coward. This is a time to stand up for the Republic. Follow him, Terry Shepard, and check out the latest season of Hollywood Weapons, Fact or Fiction. God bless you, Terry. Say hi to Larry.
Good to talk to you, brother. Have a good weekend. Thanks,
you too.
Buddy.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? If you are and you found respite nowhere else, if you've tried synthetic painkillers that just don't work, try something that is 100% drug-free and is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Its ingredients work because they actually attack the source of the pain, the inflammation. So if you have tried everything else and it's failed, go to ReliefFactor.com right now. See the incredible, incredible video testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. And then order your 3-week quick starter pack. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or ReliefFactor.com. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you for asking, Mr. President. That's so kind of you. If you don't know what Terry was referencing about AOC and making lists, here's the tweet from this afternoon. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, and photos in the future. Why are you cataloging supporters of the president? There's 70 million of us. What are you going to try and do, AOC? Because we're ready for you. Got that, Media Matters? Somebody who's really been upping his game, we always like him, but he's been getting even more heavy and meaty, is Greg Gutfeld. Let's play a little video cut from our buddy Greg on the issue at hand. Video cut 7, Eric.
I'm not sure if this is a first world or third world country anymore, if we can't handle this. And the thing is, I keep thinking, all right, who made this bed? Let's say there isn't anything illegal going on. It's just mere incompetence. But the Democrats for 4 years have said that Trump is an apocalyptic threat to our nation, to our species. He has to go. So that's going to elevate suspicion among everybody else that likes Trump that there will be fraud. Because if you're that emotionally invested in getting rid of somebody, and especially the hard left who are emotionally invested in politics, they're going to do anything that they can. They will cheat. And your suspicions are valid because if they think he's Hitler, cheating is completely justified.
That last sentence is the key. If you've really convinced yourself, or if you've been indoctrinated to think that he is Hitler, we've heard that. We've heard that said on quote-unquote mainstream media. If you believe, like that little girl from, where is she from? Sweden? That President Trump is a threat, an existential threat to the environment. Of course you cheat! How many people working in the polling stations believe the insane accusations of the left? Think that the earth is going to die in 12 years because of President Trump? That he has detention camps with stormtroopers on the border. Because if they do, and they're working in those polling stations, guess what? They will have no compunction to cheat, to manufacture ballots, and to try and steal the election from a man they have been brainwashed into believing is Satan himself, if they had faith. But of course they don't. So you know it. You know it right in here, in your gut, that they're trying to steal the election. But he's not going to give up, and neither should you. Get out there. Protest this weekend. Get your MAGA on.